This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello, everyone. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of your program, Happy Station, right here from PCJ. It's very nice to have you with us once again. You know, the past 7 days since we recorded the last show, I have been glued to the television set. And no, it wasn't some type of sporting event. It wasn't wasn't a drama series or anything like that. It was actually a sitcom that I hadn't seen in nearly 20 years. And I'll tell you about it after we have our first song for today. That's a terrible segue, isn't it? Here's the one and only Vera Lynn with Be Like the Kettle and Sing, and There's a New World Over the Skyline.
When all the skies are gray and it's a rainy day, think of the birdies in the spring. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. Tell that umbrella man he's just an also-ran. Think of a kid on a swing. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. You'll find that life's always got a funny side, so come over on the sunny side and wear a great big smile. You'll find that life's worthwhile. You'll have the world on a string. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. There's a new world over the skyline. To find it, follow the sun. You'll find it brighter, your heart much lighter, and you'll have trouble on the run. There's a new song on the horizon that we'll sing together as one. In the new world over the skyline, where the
Vera Lynn, Be Like the Kettle and Sing, and There's a New World Over the Skyline. This is from an album that she released in 1974, which is made up of a collection of songs that were big hits for her during World War II. The album is called Vera Lynn Remembers the World at War. Fantastic album. You're listening to your program, Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with us today. And at the beginning of the show, I told you that I've been engulfed in a series that was a very popular American sitcom that was on for a number of seasons called Barney Miller. Now, I know some of our American listeners right now will know the series. And for those who don't, if you want to see something absolutely fantastic, extremely well written, great acting, and a fantastic assortment of characters, go on the internet, do a search, because you can find some episodes floating online. The series is absolutely fantastic. It starred Hal Linden as Barney Miller, Ron Glass, Steve Landsberg, Abe Vigoda, Ron Carey, Jack So, and Max Gale. And it's basically the story of the 12th Precinct in New York City. Yes, a New York City cop show, but a very different cop show because, well, first of all, it's a comedy. And I just bought the DVDs. They arrived last week, and I've been watching them sort of season by season. And what's interesting, I was reading the notes that came along with it. And surprisingly, some of the stories are actually, the characters actually, are based on real-life characters that apparently happened in New York in the 1970s. It is just a gem to watch. Go and check it out online because it is a really fantastic, fun little series. Especially Fish and Nick. Yeah, the two characters who were detectives on the show and probably had some of the best lines in the series. All right, speaking now of New York, now we can do a proper segue. That was the reason why I wanted to play this next song. Liza Minnelli, who you know as a very talented singer and actress, who's still performing today, in 1987 recorded a concert at Carnegie Hall, the same place that her mother, Judy Garland, had a very successful album recorded called Judy at Carnegie, which is a fantastic album. So, of course, Liza Minnelli went there and did a number of old standards, songs that she became connected for, like this one. And this is probably, if not, my favorite version of the song New York, New York. Here's Liza Minnelli.
A part of this New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it, New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep to find I'm king of the hill. My little towns are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to sleep
having seen Liza with a Z Minnelli performing live, it is absolutely electrifying. And of course, listening to her singing live in concert really doesn't do the whole show justice. If she does come actually to wherever you are, I would suggest going to see her or even rent a concert DVD because it is absolutely fantastic. There she was, Liza Minnelli, recorded at Carnegie Hall, June 18th, 1987, with New York, New York. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio. It's very nice to have you with us. We'll give out the contact details towards the end of the show, as we always do. Sometimes we give it partway through, but we're going to leave it a little bit longer today. And I'll tell you why. Last week, we ran something on the show called The Name Game. It was a program that was produced and presented by Bob Zanotti at Swiss Radio International many years ago. The collection of The Name Game is hosted at the PCJ site. And after I listened to them, I thought, why not use them on the program for a few weeks and see how many of you can guess the area that they're talking about. Now, last week's area was discussed, but I'm not going to tell you what that was yet. I'll save it for next week. And the three people that did get the correct answer will be getting a little prize from us. So let's now continue with The Name Game and Bob Zanotti. And where in Switzerland will he be this week?
Welcome to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. I'm on the maiden journey of a brand new train which has been inaugurated just today. I'm one of the privileged few who can ride it for the first time. It just left the town of Chur, the capital of Switzerland's largest canton, Canton Graubünden, in southeastern Switzerland. The train is taking us to our mystery destination today on The Name Game. You'll be hearing about this new train and about what lies at the other end in the destination in today's program. So please stay with us. Our journey continues on The Name Game to our mystery destination. I have the pleasure of sitting across from the vice director of the Rhaetian Railway. His name is Andreas Wieland. You're grinning from ear to ear. You look very happy today, Mr. Wieland. This is a very big moment for you on the Rhaetian Railway, which operates a special train. We can't say the full name of it because part of it is the name of our mystery destination, but it's called the Blank Express. What does that mean to you as a railway?
I think it means a very lot. The express trains, the Glacier Express, the Bernina Express, they belong to the top touristic images from Switzerland. And I think in this area we are going now, this will be another great destination and very important for the development of this area there.
The view is absolutely beautiful. We go through such beautiful mountain area. We see pine forests, really rugged. This is the real Canton Graubünden, and this is a great way to see it. It must be a great attraction in itself.
It is a great attraction in itself. And, you know, there are 365 bends or curves up to this destination, which we are going now, if you drive by car. And it takes quite some professionality to drive the car up there.
And our mystery destination seems to be popular in summer and winter. Most of the traffic is winter, of course, tourist, but it's still substantial in summer. That means that you really are busy here all the year round.
That's right. In summer, there come a lot of hikers. You can hike in every direction to other very big destinations like Davos, like Lenzerheide, which is very famous, and that makes this area very attractive.
And this, of course, was a heavily Romanized area. There's no doubt about it.
it has been Latinized over the centuries. Does that give us people here a certain quality, give them a certain mentality or characteristic that is special to them?
I think they are used to work in very extreme conditions. Their character is friendly on one side, but they have quite a lot of emotions also. I think that's from the South, the influence from the South.
So you're a bit of a mixture of North and South.
I think so, yes.
And this is a rugged country here, Graubünden. I mean, times were very, very difficult in the past. And without tourism, I guess, things economically would look entirely different. It was a hard life here up till now. It still is for many people.
Tourism is the most important economical part of this area here. And agriculture, which was in early times very important, it goes back because of the international prices. You can get all these agricultural goods very cheap outside, and the production here is very expensive. So it doesn't play that big role as it did before.
Mr. Wieland, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
One of the excited visitors today is Les Heath, who is the editor of Swiss Rail News, which is a British-based publication devoted completely to Swiss Rail. Les, I mean, you're a great fan of Swiss railways in general. What is your comment on the day and the festivities we've experienced?
The train is superb. The interior, everything refurbished, is really nice to ride on. Incredible small town, really nice. Got the lake, got the skiing. In the summer, it must be superb for walking. First trip I've made up here, and absolutely spectacular. Really good.
And it's interesting, what struck me about the train itself, very, very comfortable seating. I mean, really luxurious, even in second class. But one has the feeling that they haven't lost the charm of the original Rhaetian railway shape and configuration.
What they've actually done is taken old rolling stock, stripped it completely, refurbished it with completely modern seating, modern air conditioning, superb character, exactly the same, nice modern fittings to sit in.
Completely refurbished. One might have thought they could have redesigned the cars, the carriages completely, made them panoramic. That's very in these days, but they chose not to do that. Do you think it was a good idea to keep it rather traditional?
Yeah, I think it was, and by actually taking pieces out and putting bigger windows in, they've created panoramic viewing without losing their original feel to the coaches.
So, update without loss of tradition.
Completely. Brand new style, original creations. Really good.
Things are a lot quieter here at the moment. The great festivities of the day are finished. The sun is going down over our mystery village. I'm looking from a very cozy corner of the Hotel Central onto roofs that are already covered by snow. Here it looks like the middle of winter already, although it really isn't. It's only the beginning of December. It's been a great day. And one of the people very much directly responsible for this day is Martin Vincenz, who is the tourism director of our Mystery Village. First of all, compliments and congratulations. I think the people today had a very, very good time. Our mystery destination is very well known among the Swiss themselves. And it's known among international insiders who have come here traditionally because, first of all, it's very genuine, it's very quiet, you're not a glitter resort, and you're very much yourselves, really. You're not Disneyland.
That's true. We don't have something who is the largest, the biggest, the best or something like that. But we have everything in our resort. And what's most important is that when you're here, you're feeling like at home. You're here in this resort and you can do everything. And you feel really in winter, for example, the winter feeling. You got the snow. We got a special height. We are on 1,800 meters.
It smells different here, doesn't it?
And that's true.
The air is different.
That's true. We are a classic resort, but we are also trendy, and that's a good mix.
I understand you have many, many internationally well-known people. If we would mention some names, which I know you don't want to do for reasons of good old classic Swiss traditional discretion, people would be amazed who comes here. That's just the point. You don't want to disturb them. You might meet them in the street, but it's very quiet. That's why they come here, because they're anonymous.
It's exactly like that. You can have, for example, a governor or a president or something like that, and you can have ordinary people here, and they're everyone is respected like the other one. There's no difference between famous people or ordinary people.
You have a very privileged situation because now with global warming, which is very much talked about these days, you have a lot of snow and you're up in a situation here where you have practically guaranteed snow.
We have every winter, we have snow and we have enough snow. That's really a good situation. We are, as I mentioned, 1,800 meters. And so we don't actually now, till now, have this problem. But we have to take care of our nature. That's something that we want to do also with, for example, this new express train or, for example, for our buses in the village who are free for everyone. So we try to stop the traffic or to reduce the traffic at its minimum.
You're very family friendly here, aren't you? I mean, you even have special arrangements for families in the hotels and apartments.
In summer and in winter, we have programs who are called Lollipop, and you get there special facilities for children. You get special prices with the menus and the overnights for children. And we get also a label who is called Familienwillkommen. We are one of...
Family welcome, or welcome family.
Welcome family, yeah. And we are one of only 10 resorts in Switzerland who get this label.
When we talk about winter sports, we think immediately of skiing and skating and curling, for example. But you have something which is very unique to Graubünden, racing horses on the lake, on the frozen lake. Tell us about that.
Every January since 75 years, we have every weekend several races, like also the really fast races, and then you have some special races like shearing. I don't know if you know that. It's like you're skiing behind the horse.
Oh. People pull behind the horse on skis.
Yeah, exactly.
And they survive sometimes.
They mostly survive. We're happy. No, but it's really a big tradition. We do that for 75 years, and it's a big event. It's really with a lot of people who are around the lake. And
so again, it's a tradition. It's not something you invented for tourists.
No, that's a tradition. And then also we have a golf course, nine-hole golf course, and
small is beautiful.
Yeah, but we want to build it up to an 18-hole. And we have to do maybe some more for the summer, because we make about 85% of our tourism we make in winter. And so we have to make some more for the summer.
Thank you very, very much. Let me review a couple of the tips. We started our journey in Chur, the capital of Switzerland's largest canton, Graubünden. And our destination on the map was not that far away. The name of our mystery village is very short, and it begins with A and ends with A. This is Bob Zanotti thanking you very much for being with us and playing the name game.
The Name Game with Bob Zanotti. And if you know what that place is, let us know. You can send us an email, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Please include your address as well, so we can send a little thank you to those who got the right answer. So that's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also write us via snail mail. Our address is PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, San Min Road, section 1, New Taipei City, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, I probably said that a little bit too fast, but don't worry, I'll be giving out that address later on in the program. Okay, time now for more music. Let's have a little bit of the Beatles by request. This is going out to Ricky and Strawberry Fields Forever.
Let me take you down.
The Beatles and Strawberry Fields Forever, going out to Ricky on today's edition of Happy Station. Not too long ago, I came across some DAT tapes that I had. As I mentioned before, I've been transferring a lot of my tapes, both cassettes, DAT tapes, and open reel tapes, and digitizing them and posting a number of them at the PCJ website. Well, I came across a show that I did for 1 year. This was when I was at China Radio International, and it has a funny story behind it. As you know, a lot of other international broadcasters like the Voice of America, BBC, World Service, Radio France International, they all have programs that are targeted towards a specific region, programming that's catered for that audience. Now, back in the early 2000s, China Radio International came to me and they said, you know, we want to do the same thing. And we want to have something that's targeted towards Africa. Which, if you're in international broadcasting, Africa is probably one of the best audiences that you can have. It's definitely one of the larger audiences for shortwave. So I came with the idea for them. I said, well, you should have, let's say, a news magazine portion that's mainly focused on China-African relations and stories that could relate to an African listener. And then I said, well, you could also have a music show once a week playing requests from listeners in Africa. And they came to me and they said, hey, great idea. When do you want to start doing it? And I was like, what? So I created a show. It was called Music Without Borders. I did two versions of the show, one in French and one in English. In French, it was called Musique Sans Frontières, which I did for the French service at China Radio International, and then Music Without Borders, which I did in English. Now, we did the show for just over 1 year. I think it was 13 or 14 months. I've been in a number of different radio stations and have dealt with many types of managers and decision makers in radio stations. There's good ones, and when they're good, they're really good. There's bad ones, and when they're bad, they're really bad. And then you have ones that are, neither good nor bad, because they don't even know what they're doing. And what happened was after 13, 14 months, they decided to cancel the show. They told me, they said, the last show you did last week was the last one. You're not doing it anymore. We've canceled it without telling me beforehand. And I was curious to find out why, because we had a very big response from each show, getting around upwards of 250 letters per show with request. And it was only a 30-minute program. Well, the thinking was, they said to me, and I quote, Keith, we feel that your show is too successful and you're becoming too popular with our audience there. I paused and giggled and said, well, what do you mean by that? I mean, isn't the idea to have a program that is popular so people tune in? And they said, well, yes, but, you know, the problem is the newsroom people are complaining because they're getting so few letters and they feel that you're taking their audience and away from them, blah, 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 blah. Now, isn't that strange? That's the first time in my life that it was like success is a bad thing, you know. But anyway, I found one of the tapes. We'll take a little listen to it right now, just a few moments. And you tell me, is it a bad thing? And I have to tell you, I do sound quite different because I'm doing, when I was at China Radio International, I was doing so many different programs that I would always have to, wear a different presenter's hat for all of them. So if I was doing news, I would sound more serious. If I was doing the world music programs and the afternoon drive, also very different. And this is how I sounded for this show. What do you think?
Musique sans frontières.
Watch me now!
Sensual.
Bomba.
Sensual.
Bomba.
Sexy.
Bomba.
Sexy.
Bomba.
Sensual.
Bomba.
Sensual.
Bomba.
Sexy.
Hey everyone, this is the African service of China Radio International. Bonjour, hello. Keith Fallon here with you for the next 25 minutes of some of your requests from the past week. We begin right away with a request for Jonathan, all the way in Botswana. King Africa, La Bomba. And there was yours truly from a show that I did at China Radio International for the African service in French and in English. called Music Without Borders and Music Sans Frontières. And what I would do, because we actually had some listeners that would listen to both of them, so even though I did the show in English, I would announce the name of the show in English and French, and I would do the same for the version in English as well. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But imagine that. We're canceling it because the show's becoming too popular. Oh, we can't accept that. Oh, no. Not a good thing. Strange, isn't it? Not the first time that I've heard that. Larry London, who we had on the show that we did from Washington, we were sort of hinting in that direction. And if you go back and listen to that show, similar kind of conversation was taking place at the VOA concerning his show, Border Crossings, which you can hear daily on the Voice of America around the world. Fantastic show, fantastic guy. But it's, you know, every station that I've been at, I have to say that there's always been this sort of, not every station around the world is like this, but some stations that I've been at, I'll say some, because not everyone, but some that I've been at, there's always been this sort of jealousy between, let's say, people that work in the newsroom, documentary, and features department, and people that work in the entertainment departments. This is despite the fact that usually entertainment and music programming will bring in a much larger audience, but, well, you know, that's the way it is. Very childish, isn't it? Well, anyway, let's now have a little bit of music for those who don't like it. Spandau Ballet and True.
Take your seaside out.
true. Spandau Ballet. Now, if you think I'm trying to make some type of comment about what I was just talking about by playing that song, well, you tell me. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't, I'm not sure. If you're going to be online, by the way, and sending us an email at hs@pcjmedia.com, check out the Facebook page for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio. We have a lot of very interesting discussions going on there concerning a story that we've been covering on Media Network Plus. We covered it on two shows, and that was the return of Radio Berlin International. And if you haven't been following the story, this is by so far the strangest and oddest story that we've actually done on the show. And I can't believe it, actually, that we've done two full shows, and we also did half of one show on it. I mean, that's really overkill. We're not going to do it anymore for a while. And how this all happened was because we interviewed somebody who was responding to questions with gibberish, doing a little bit of more investigation of what was going on. And all of a sudden we contacted them back to get another quote, and that person was no longer there. They became somebody else. Same voice, I should mention. Same voice. Who just went, oh, yes, that person, well, they're no longer here, but it was the same person that we were speaking to. We contacted another number again. The same person answered, but then gave a different name. They closed down their Facebook page. They closed down some of their other social media site accounts like Twitter, Flickr, YouTube. And then came back, but with a different name. To the point where somebody posted on the Wikipedia page for Radio Berlin International the story that we were doing. And this person decided to go and delete it, and then we had to somebody else posted it back, and it was going back and forth. It's just getting stranger and stranger and stranger. You can find out all the discussions at the PCJ site, the PCJ Facebook page, that is. And you'll see Bob Zanotti there. Andy Sennett, come by and say hi to Andy Sennett. Now you can, you know, you're all familiar with him for the Media Network blog at Radio Netherlands. Well, now you can come by and chat with him. There's a lot of very interesting discussions going on, some silly, some serious, but you will have a good time. Time now for more music. Let's take a listen to the one and only Martha and the Vandellas with a heat wave.
When I'm with him,
Martha and the Vandellas and Heatwave. And we're nearly out of time. Before we go, once again, our website. If you want to listen to this program again or catch all past editions or the other programs from PCJ, go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we're going to be doing something special in a little bit. Because you may or may not know, but we have an FM frequency here in Taipei, which is 95.5 FM, which covers all of the city. And we're going to do a little sort of a rundown of the kind of programs that you can hear if you come to Taipei and tune to PCJ's FM service in Taipei and also Kaohsiung. We're going to do that on, I think, the week after next. The week after next. Once again, our email, of course, is hs@pcjmedia.com. I'm going to leave you now. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.